Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Mem Hey, and we continue with Paragadish, and we're talking about the Machlokes Tanoim that came up in the Mishnah a couple of days ago. Again, today's shir and this Masechta shir are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents, and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So the Gemara explain what the Shita of the Tanakhama is. Remember what's the case. The case is a piece of leka got mixed up with my big pile of grain. So how do I give it to the ani? The problem is I can't just take one out and give it to the ani, because then the ani, if it's not leket, then the ani is going to have to take trumas and maestros from it, and that's not going to work out. And the leket is going to be potter from trumas and maestros. So what do I do? So the Tanakhama says, you take the Mishnah said, you take a piece and you're maaser. So the Gemara explained, it can't be that simple, because what if this is not the leket one? So the Gemara said on yesterday's daf that you take three pieces. That was the maskana. I take one in my right hand and two in my left hand, and then I say if the right, and I'm going to give the right one to the ani. And if I say if the right one is the leket, great. And if the right one is not the leket, so then the chumas and maestros from this one is going to be in the one in my left hand. And I have two in my left hand, just in case the one in my left hand is leket. I don't want to be maaser min ha pater al achiv. So if I have one in my right hand, two in my left hand, then everything's going to work out, and I eventually give the one in my right hand to the to the ani. So that's how we explain the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer, though, in the Mishnah had said, how could you do that? Right? It doesn't belong to the ani yet. How could you act on behalf of the ani if it doesn't belong to the ani yet? Right? That was the language of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'chei cha'ani azem machlo davar shelo b'shuso. How can you act on behalf of the ani for something that is not in his b'shus yet? So that's why Rabbi Eliezer said, you have to be mezake it to the ani, be mezake the entire gadish to the ani, and then do this process. And then do this process. Ma'aser shibolos achas v'nosei lo. And then you take one out and give it to him. So now the Gemara says, Mem hey amid aleph. We are by the fourth line. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yavo says in the name of Rish Lakish, have to add in some words here, who is the Shita of the Tanakhama? Again, the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. What would the Tanakhama answer to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer said to him, you can't do this yet. It doesn't belong to the ani yet. How could you be ma'aser on his behalf? So the Gemara elsewhere has the principle of asu es she'eno zoche kizoche. Right, the principle comes up about Metzia, that sometimes the Rabbanon, based on Hefker Bezen Hefker, that we had a couple of days ago, based on the power of the Rabbanon to control the financial status of money of Klal Yisrael. Remember, we had that a couple of days ago. The Gemara here quoted one makar, a pasuk in Ezra. The Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav in the Bavli quoted two makaros. The Rashba said there's an afkamina between the two, but that was Hefker Bezen Hefker. So sometimes the Rabbanon are allowed to say, you don't actually own, he doesn't actually own it yet, but it's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, this other person was zochit, and give it back to you. So I have something that belongs to you. So it's ki'ilu, you had it, and I had it back. That's the principle of asu es she'eno zoche kizoche. So that's the principle, that's the sheet of our Tanakhama. Because what does the Tanakhama say? Where Tanakhama says you could do this whole, not a charade, but you could do this whole action on behalf of the ani, right? I could pick it up, it's one in my right hand and two in my left hand, and Rabbi Eliezer said back, but how can you do that? It doesn't belong to the ani yet. So the Tanakhama must answer back, it's ki'ilu. It's ki'ilu. It was given to the ani and given back to me. So where do we have that principle? Where do we have that? Asu asheinu zocha gezocha. Meaning, who is the author of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, actually, one and a half. We'll see. So, Rabbi Yosi b'Shimon Malakish. De Rabbi Yosi. Maybe it's like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Which Shita of Rabbi Yosi? There's a Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. De Tanina Taman. Because we learned that a Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros, what happens in the case of Savik Bechor? Right, I have two animals that were about to have two sheep. I have two sheep that are about to have their firstborn. And then all of a sudden they both had a baby, Mazel Tov. They both had offspring. One of them is a Bechor, and they got mixed up. One of them is a Bechor, I should say, only one of them was supposed to have a Bechor, and the other one was not. And now the animals got mixed up. So now I have these animals. I'm not sure which one's a Bechor, which one's not a Bechor. So what do you do? So says the Mishnah, if you look in the Pnei Moshe quotes the Mishnah, Bechoros Yudches Amed Beis, you have to give one to the Kohen. That's the Tanna Kamma, right? One of them is a Bechor. So you have to give one to the Kohen. So you can give the smaller one to the Kohen. Tzarech Litin Echa LeKohen. Kagon, Rachel Shalo Bichra. I'm reading from the Pnei Moshe. Rachel Shalo Bichra. V'yolda Shnei Zacharim. Or one sheep had two animals, right? You're not sure which one is the Bechor or not. Right, which one came out first? De'echalo ve'echal ha'kohen, u'pligi ha'sam, remei Reb Yossi bazeh, ha'sheni ha'nishar etzlo. So what do you do? So I have two animals. I'm not sure which one is the Bechor, which one is not the Bechor. So I give one, I say I give the smaller one to the Kohen. And I keep one for myself. So what do? So I have to be machmir. I'm not sure which one is the Bechor. What's the halacha of Bechor? You remember? It's the only animal that's kadosh automatically. Only carbon that's kadosh automatically from birth. But it's also the only carbon that the second it gets a mum, it loses its kedusha, right? It does not have to be redeemed. The second that the bechor gets a mum kavua, a permanent mum, it no longer has kedusha, and then I could keep it as chulin. I could shecht it wherever I want. So I keep an animal, and I give a kohen to an animal. So I'm not allowed to use the animal until it gets a mum. The Kohen can't use the animal until it gets a mum too. So what happens then? Once it gets a mum, so then anybody could shecht it anywhere. It's not a carbon anymore. But the question is, do I, the Yisrael, have to give the zeroa, the lachayim, and the keva, those parts of the animal to the Kohen? Because by chulin animals, by regular non-kadosh animals, I have to give, there's a mitzvah daraisa, to give certain parts of the animal to the Kohen. When it comes to a carbon shlamim, the Kohen is zoche to the chazeh and the shok. That's different parts of the animal. But by a regular chulin animal, there's a whole perek in chulin. Perek hazeroa. Zeroa, one of the forearms, the lachayim, one of the cheeks, and the keva, one of the stomachs. Right? So I have to give that to the Kohen from every chulin animal. So I kept an animal, and I gave one animal to the Kohen. So do I have to give those matanos to the Kohen from this animal? It's a slavik bechor. So if it had been a Bechor, then I don't have to, because you only have to give Zerah L'chaim L'keva from Chulin. But if it wasn't a Bechor, then I have to. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says, the Tanna Kamma of that Mishnah there, this is the Pnei Moshe still quotes it, says, of course you have to give the Matanos, right? Because Mima Nefshach. Either this animal was a Bechor, and therefore the Kohen should get the whole thing, or it's not a Bechor, and then at least he should get these three, Zerah L'chaim L'keva. Right, so that's Remeir's sheet. That's the Tanna Kamma sheet. Remeir chayiv hu b'matanos mishum da ha-kohen ba'alav mishnei tzadim. The Kohen comes with two claims, right? With a two-sided claim. De'i b'char hu, if that animal that you have was really a b'char, a firstborn, that's a carbon that should be given to me. Kula didihu. So the whole animal should be mine. V'haid shakilnahu. And that, the one that I took, the Kohen says, chulin is really chudu, umadrina lecha, and I would give it back to you, v'shakli matanos minei, and take the matanos. That's Remeir. And if it's not a bechor, then you have to give me the zeroa l'chaim l'keva at least. So Remeir holds that the zeroa, the l'chayim, and the keva have to be given to the Kohen. But Rabbi Yossi says, no! Rabbi Yossi says, you gave one to him, one to, you don't have to give him anything. You don't have to give him anything. But this animal is either fully Kohen or not fully Kohen. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, he's poter. Why? It's ke'ilu, and again, here's the Lashon of Pnei Moshe, mishum da'asu ha'she'inu zocha kizocha. It's as if I give a bechor to the Kohen, and then he sold it back to me, then it's mine. And right when I get it gets a mum, I can keep it. That's not a chulin animal. A bechor that gets a mum kavua is mutter to a Yisrael. So while it's a carbon, then I can't do anything with it. But if I have a regular case, I have a bechor, I gave it to the Kohen, like I'm supposed to, and then he sold it back to me, I'm allowed to use it, right, when it gets a mum kavua. If he sold back to me truma, I still can't eat it. Still chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Right? But if I bought back a bechor, so then it's mine. I don't have to give the matanos. Says Rabbi Yossi, is ke'ilu that happens. That's this case of savi bechor, it's ke'ilu that happened. Ke'ilu, he gave it back to me. Mishum da'asu ha'she'en ha'zochek zochet, as if I gave it to him, and then it was sold back. Di'af agav, keep reading the Pnei Moshe, then we'll get to the Gemara. Di'af agav, t'halo zacha ha'kohen beheich, t'halo matil yadim e'olam, even though it was never, this animal that I kept was never in the hands of the Kohen, asa'uhu kilu zachabo. They made it as if he was zochet to it. Holu me'ikara shaycha be'yad ha'kohen, Deshemu abachar, because it's theoretically shayach to the Kohen, v'shavinu rabbanon kiman de matil yadei. The Rabbanan made it as if it came to his hand. And he sold it back to the Israel. And then the other one now that the Kohen is holding is the chiluf, is the substitute. Is the substitute. Fine. So, what's Rabbi Yossi Shita there? It's ki'ilu asu ashenu zocha kezocha. Right, that's exactly what we're trying to find in our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah, we're trying to find a case of ki'ilu, the poor man, the ani got it, and gave it back to me, and therefore I'm doing this whole charade based on the, for the ani. So to hear, so that's a whole long introduction to say that the Tanakam of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah in Bechoros. So let's see, that's what Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Reish Lakish. To Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah, our Tanakama, that would answer back to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, how can you do this whole thing? The Ani doesn't have it yet. No, the Tanakama would answer back. It's Ki'ilu the Ani got it. It's Ki'ilu the Ani got it. That's Asu Asheino Zocha Kizocha. So, and who is that opinion? The Tanina Taman Sherebi Yossi. Now we just quote the last line of that Mishnah in Bechoros. Sherebi Yossi Amar, Kol Shechalifav Biyad Kohen, Patrim Namatanos. If you have a substitute in the hand of the Kohen, meaning it's Ki'ilu, you gave him one, and he sold this back to you, and you gave him back the other one, you're Patr from Matanos, from the Zeroa, the Lachayim in the Keva, because it's the Bechor animal that you have in your hand. You might say, oh, it's still a Suffolk. What's that called? Hamoze Bechaver, Lavaraya. You don't have to give, to give the Matanos. Verebi Meir Mechayev. But Rabbi Meir is the other opinion of that Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says, no, what are you talking about? You can say, the Kohen can say to me, Manavshach, either your animal is fully mine, and if it's not fully mine, at least the Matanos are mine. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Meir does not hold to this whole idea of Asu She'eno Zocha Kizocha. Either the whole animal is mine, or the Zerol Lachaim and the Kever are mine. Fine. Amma Rabbi Ba, Ledivre Rabbi Yossi, Tzarech Lezakosa Lekohen. Rabbi Ba has a different shot of that Mishnah over there. Divei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi who says over there that you don't have to give this, right? It's also She'enu Zocha Kizocha, you don't have to give the Matanos? No. Rabbi Ba says, Rabbi Yossi doesn't mean there's something automatic. Rabbi Yossi over there says the Yisrael has to actually be Mizakeh, the animal, the Savi Bechar to the Kohen. Right? Let's say this case where he's not sure. He gives one to the Kohen and one he keeps. He goes over to his neighbor and says, you know what? Could you please be Zocha this Savi Bechar on behalf of the Kohen? And his neighbor is, and then he takes it and he does this whole thing charade. Meaning, Rabbi Ba says, Rabbi Yossi is not the opinion of Asu Hashenu Zocha Gezocha. Rabbi Yossi over there says he actually has to be Mizake it on behalf of the Kohen. Right? So therefore, simple pshat is, Amar Rabbi Yossi. This is now a different Rabbi Yossi. This is not the Rabbi Yossi Tana. This is Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. This is an Amora Rabbi Yossi. So, Hada de Rabbi Ba, Pliga de Reish Lakish. So it seems like Rabbi Ba's understanding of Rabbi Yossi would make him argue with Reish Lakish. What did Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish said, our Tanakama is like Rabbi Yossi Shita of Bechoros. And Rabbi Ba said, no, Rabbi Yossi over there says you have to actually give it to be mezakeh on behalf of the Kohen. That's not what our Mishnah says in the Tanakama. Right? D'tanina taman, let's just finish this whole sentence so we keep the flow, because it says over there, that's Yerushalmi-like. That's really our Mishnah, because it's quoting the whole discussion from Bechoros as if we're in Bechoros, and oh, it says over there in Peah. We are in Peah. So it shouldn't say over there in Peah. Okay. D'tanina taman, because it says here, right, you might just take out that word, the taninan el mezakeh sa'ani begadish uma'aser shibol sachas v'nosin lo. Right, what's the language of our Tanakama? That you do this whole, you pick one with your right hand, and two with your left hand, you do this whole thing, and that's what the Tanakama says, and Rabbi Lezer says back to the Tanakama, hey, you have to be mezakeh to the ani. What does it sound like? That according to the Tanakama, you don't have to be mezakeh to the ani. You could just do it without being mezakeh to the ani, meaning also asheinu zocha kizocha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi the Amora, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, I think it is. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, the Rashi Elio says that this discussion, Reish Lakish's suggestion that the Tanakama of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah in Bechoros, Rabbi Ba would argue on, because Rabbi Ba says in that Mishnah in Bechoros that Rabbi Yossi holds that he actually has to be zochet on behalf of the Kohen. He doesn't do this whole magical asu ashein zocha gezocha. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi the Amora says that Rabbi Ba would argue on that. Because after all, let's just continue the sentence. It's all one big sentence. Amar Rabbi Ba, Divrei Rabbi Yossi Tzorach Lezakos Lekohen. Because Rabbi Yossi said, because according to Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to actually give it to the Kohen on behalf, or give it to someone on behalf of the Kohen in that Mishnah Bechoras. Havi Les Hidu Rabbi Yossi. So it must be then that, according to him, Rabbi Yossi is not the author, Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah in Bechoros, is not the like the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Adkan, well, wait a minute before we reject that. Before we reject that. So the world of Zechia came up a couple of days ago, but let's just make one comment. There is a discussion, the Machane Ephraim discusses. We know the principle of Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav. Right, the bizoch on behalf of someone else, vein chavan al melbafanov, where the Mishnah says this in Mesachas Gittin. I think a week or so ago we spoke about the sugya of zechia mitam shlichus, or lav mitam shlichus, whether zechia and shlichus are related to each other. Shliach is, I appoint you to do something for me. Zechia, there was no appointment. There was no appointment. You did something on behalf of me. You bought something for me. I didn't make you a shliach. Right? You got something for me. So are those principles related? Right, Zechiah and Shlichus. That is a major machlok, as we've shown him. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say Zechiah is mitam Shlichus. They are related to each other. They're connected to each other. And Chachmei Svarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, not the Ran. The Ran agrees with Rashi and Tosfos, but the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva all say Zechiah is lav mitam Shlichus. And we discussed, I think, a week or so ago, how we understand that. But there's an interesting question, the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim, one of the early Achronim, he's a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. The Machane Ephraim in Hilchas Zechiah Simen Vav discusses, what happens if the person is screaming, I don't want this? Does Zechiah work if the person doesn't want it? If it's a real schus, but for some reason he doesn't want it. You know, that we discussed then, what about Zachin Me Adam Shalom B'fanav? I mean, the Ksos and the Shumas Adeshan, you say Zachin La Adam Shalom B'fanav. But if I take something from you to be Zocha for you, so that might not work according to some Rishonim. But what if it's this case? Says the Machane Ephraim, he's Medayik from a number of Rishonim, if it's a Zchus Gamur, then Zachin works. Doesn't matter if the person is screaming and saying, you know, I'm not interested. Says the Machane Ephraim, he's a medayik from Iran. The Ran in Kiddushin, the Ran there discusses a case where a Ketana accepted Kiddushin without her father knowing, and later on her father hears about it and says, okay, good, right? Kiddushin Ketana has to have Ritsui Av. So says the Ran in the second parak of Kiddushin. Kabiktanish in his kachesh lola das aviha tsricha get shema nisratza aviha. That's what the Gemara says. She needs a get because maybe her father was interested. And the Ran says there v'chitema ritzui debaser kiddushin my mahani. How could the father's ritzui, the father's acquiescence later impact earlier? Right. The moment that the girl, she was old enough to hold on to her kiddushin, she wasn't three. Let's say she was 11. Right. So then, how could a later ritzui help? Ika lemeimar says the Ran. Lefisha kol adam rotza lahasiyas bito. Everybody wants their daughter to be married. V'zachin lo ladam shlo b'fanav. And it's a schus for the father to have his daughter married. Umiyu time but didisratza kishashama. But it still only works, says the Ran, if later on we hear that he is misratza with the marriage. Halo nisratze, lo havi kiddushin. If he wouldn't express his please state afterwards, it wouldn't be a marriage. Lefi she'eno zechus gamur is the language of the Ran. Because after all, it's not a total zechus. What does that sound like? Says the Machane Ephraim, it sounds like, why isn't it a total zechus? Because the father, it doesn't have the daughter at home anymore to help him out. And there's other reasons why. It's not a total schus for to have the daughter be married. But says the Machane Ephraim, mashma midvar v'hedya, to call hey chadavi schus gamur, if it's a schus gamur, af kishet savach kishashama, lo mashkechinan vei. Right? If he's screaming about it, but if it's defined by Allah as a schus gamur, no chiyuv, no negative whatsoever, then we don't even look at the person himself to know whether he was interested in having it or not. And we'll say, no, he was chozerbo, really wanted it. And he was Choseros. That's the Machane Ephraim is medayik that from the Ran about Zechus Gamur. So some say that's connected to, you know, the sugi of how you understand Zechiah, Zechiah mitam Shlichus, Lai mitam Shlichus. If it's mitam Shlichus, then why should Zechus Gamur make a difference? If it's Kilo, I made you a Shliach, but clearly I didn't want to make you a Shliach here. If it's a different principles, then maybe it could work automatically. It's not daf mitam shlichus. It's zachal adam shel b'fana based on a different makar, and that would work even without the person's acquiescence. Okay, big sugya of zchia. Just one ha'ara about zchus gamer. Okay, let's continue, and then we'll talk more about the related issues. So what do we say on Amud Aleph? So far, we made one point on today's daf. Right, we have the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. Tanakhama in our Mishnah says that you could do this, if I have some leket that got mixed into my grain, I could pick one up and pick two up in my right hand, my left hand, and do this whole thing on behalf of the ani. And Reish Lakish said, who is that like? That you don't own it yet, right? Rebbe Elazar says in our Mishnah back to the Tanakhama, how could you do that for the ani? The ani didn't get it yet. So it must be the Tanakhama holds, it's Keilu the ani got it. It's as if he got it, then he gave it back to me. And that's like Reb Yossi in the Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. That's what Reish Lakish says. Rebbe Ba has a different shot of Reb Yossi there. No, Reb Yossi holds there that he actually has to be zoche to the Kohen, that case of Savi Bechor. So it must be, says the Gemara so far, that Rebbe Ba's shot of Reb Yossi, that doesn't work to fit in with the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to reject that. Amr Rebbe Mana. Rebbe Mana says, second line now, Kol Garma Amra Dehi Reb Yossi. The whole essence of our discussion points to the fact that Reb Yossi is the author of our Mishnah's Tanakhama. So how does that work? How does that work? Our Mishnah's Tanakhama said you don't have to be Zochen on behalf of someone else. Reb Yossi over there said you have to be Zochen on behalf of the Kohen. Says the Gemara, no. Says Rebbe Mana, this is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah. Everybody agrees. It doesn't say this in the Mishnah, but this is how we interpret the Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? The Tanakhama says I can do it on behalf of the Ani, and Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you can't. The Ani has to pick up the whole Gaddish for the Ani. Says Rebbe Mana, even the Tanakhama holds that you have to pick up something. You have to pick up the Gaddish for the Ani. But the question is, what's your kavana in terms of what you're being kona? We discussed this 2 days ago from Rebbe Eger on the Mishnah. Tanya Kumaya. That's not a common lashon in the, right, the Tanakhama. Tanya Kumaya Savri Meimar Eino Mazakas Ani B'chol HaGadish Elishi Bolas Achas. The Tanakhama in our Mishnah doesn't hold that he doesn't have to be Mazakit to the Ani at all. He picks up the Gadish on the behalf of the Ani, so the Ani is kona one stalk. Like, if you remember what Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha was on the honor of Elazar Shita. But Hatanya Achrina Savri, and the second opinion, meaning Rebbe Eliezer on our Mishnah holds, Meimar Mazakes Ani B'chol HaGadish. Right, he has to pick up the whole Gadish, because, as we said from the Rambam a couple of days ago, right, it's if it's a Dover She'eno Misuyam, right, if it's not specific, then how can you just pick up the whole Gadish for one, Bikona one? You pick up the whole Gadish, so he owns the whole Gadish. So that's really, Rebbe Mana says, that both opinions on our Mishnah say, we don't hold this whole magical idea of asu she'enu zochek zoche. No! You have to, the balabayas has to pick up the gadish on behalf of the ani. And the machlokes is, does he have in mind to only give one stalk to the ani, wherever that leket is? Or does he have in mind to give the whole thing to the ani, matana manas la'achzir, and then get it back? That's the machlokas. And what's the root of the machlokas? So the Gemara continues. Vatanya kadmaya savar, the Tanakhama holds that I can pick up the whole Gaddish and then just give him one, just be have in mind that he have one. Meimar harehu kimizake miyamino lismolo ve'ena zechia. Says the Tanakhama, I don't believe in this idea of matana manas lahachzir shma matana. I'm giving you a matana for an hour, and then I'm going to get it back, like we discussed yesterday, I think it was 2 days ago, from the Xos. Right, I'm going to give it back to you. No! I give you a gift, wonderful, I give you a gift, it's yours. I give you a gift for an hour, and then it's going to give it back, come back to me. The Tanakhama holds matana manas la'achzir, lo shma matana. That would be as if I'm giving it from my right hand to my left hand. That's not a good matana. And that's why the Tanakhama holds, according to this pshat, I lift up the whole Gaddish with in mind to give one stalk to the Ani, and that'll be his forever. Right, that's not matana manas la'achzir. That wherever the leket is, that's going to the ani. Right, it's going to be his forever. V'hatanya achrina savar, and the other opinion, Rebbe Elazar holds, no. Meimar eino kimizache mimino l'smolo. It's not, when you give a matana manas la'achzir, that's not like giving it from your right hand to your left hand. V'zachiyahi, it is a zachiyah. And therefore, you can pick up the whole gadish and be zoche on behalf of the ani. and then do the idea of one in your right hand and two in your left hand for the ani. Period. So what did we just say? We said that both Reish Lakish and Rebbe Ba could interpret our Mishnah, that our Tanakama is like Rebbe Yossi of the Mishnah of the Erev Chorus. But the question is, what's our Tanakama like? And based on what our Tanakama is, based on what Rebbe Yossi is over there, would affect whether he could be the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Right? So in Machlokas, we have two understandings of our Tanakama. The Reish Lakish says, our Tanakama says that the Bala Bayis does not have to be Zochin on behalf of the Ani at all. Right? I have a piece of lichen that got mixed up into my grain. So what do? I do that whole thing. I pick one in my right hand and two in my left hand, and I do the whole thing. The Ani never had it. Right? Because of the principle of Asu Eshe'enu Zochin Kezochin. It's Ki'ilu the Ani had it, but he didn't have it. And that's Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah in Bechoros also. You don't have to give the Zerua L'chaim and the Keva to the Goin, because it's Ki'ilu the Goin had the animal and gave it back to me. Fine. That's all one understanding. That's Reish Lakish. Rebbe Mana says that according to Rebbe Ba, different shot of the Mishnah. Even according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, you have to pick up the whole Gaddish, and what Rebbe Lazar is bothered by is that the Tanakhama holds you have to pick up the whole Gaddish and only have in mind to give him one stalk. Right? The Rebbe Lazar says, no, you have to give him the whole Gaddish. Right? Because Matana Maslachsir, Shma Matana. Tanakhama didn't want to say that, because the Tanakhama holds Matana Maslachsir, Lo Shma Matana. So it's two pshatim, how to understand the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. So now we have a few minutes, let's just talk a little bit about Bechor that came up here. Right, the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tahora. We know there are three mitzvahs at least, that are related to firstborns. There's a firstborn person, that's Pidyon HaBen. Right, there's a firstborn donkey, that's Petar Chamor. Right, the firstborn donkey, special Ladin. Remember we mentioned that in the Haggadah Shir. Why is there a mitzvah of the firstborn donkey? So the Gemara in Bechoros, I don't have to say Bavli or Yerushalmi, because there's only Bavli, right? The Gemara in Bechoros tells us that the donkeys helped us out schlepping our stuff, our gold and silver, when we left Mitzrayim. So that's why the donkeys were Zocha. Remember there was a question, I forgot who it was, Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld, I think, said, so why the dogs who didn't bark, lo yechretz kalav l'shono, that the dogs only get a piece of treif of meat, while the donkeys get a mitzvah. Because it's not just about helping out Am Yisrael. If you carry the load of a fellow Jew, of a Jew, that's something very special. So that's where the donkey got a mitzvah. Donkey got a mitzvah, the dogs had a piece of meat. Okay, didn't bark. But that's number two. So we have the firstborn person, and we have the firstborn donkey, and then we have Bechor Behema Tahora. That's what we're talking about here. The firstborn of the kosher animal, like a sheep. Sheep or a cow, I think. But let's focus on a sheep. So the firstborn has status, and as we said, it's the only one that is automatic. There's an interesting comment of the Taz. The Taz, in Shin Chaf Aleph, in Yaredeya, where this is quoted by Petach Chamor, right? There's no simon in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's not, I shouldn't say there's no simon. It's not a long simon all about Bechor Behema Tahora, going all the details of Karbanos, because we try not to have that. Right, Tosfos and Bechoros already says, right? We try not to have that because we don't have Karbanos walking around. There is a simon though, Shin Chaf, is about Bechor Behema Tahora, but we do our best not to have that. Right, that's the Shutfis Ovikochav and Poter, says the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore that's what we try to do. Shin Chaf Alev is about Petach Hamor. So ask the Taz, why is it that we have three mitzvahs related to firstborn, but only two of them get a bracha? Right, Pidyon HaBen gets a bracha, and Petach Hamor, it's just not so common. But if a Jew owns a donkey and the donkey has the firstborn, then there's going to be a whole bracha. There's a whole ceremony. You give a sheep to the Kohen, and the Yisrael gets to keep his donkey, and there's a bracha. I think it's al pidyon petach hamor, right? So ask the Taz, right? It's b'chor behemet tamei, anoy b'chol makom b'chol zman, v'inoy gelo b'chamorim, v'zeh mitzvaso. You give the sheep to the Kohen, and ain poden. He goes through all of the details here. And I want to think of the bracha is quoted. Let me just, if I can find it now. If I can't find it, we'll skip it for now. Okay, but either way, the Taz says here, Mivarach, here it is. Miyad kishemafrisho Mivarach, asher kadoshanam zod v'zivanu, al pidyon petach hamor. Right, that's the bracha. So ask the Taz, so why is there no bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora? Right, why only on the other two? So says the Taz, beautiful. You only make a bracha if you're doing something, if you're actually accomplishing something. By Bechor Pidyon HaBen, I'm actually switching, right? The Kedusha, the Chalos with the Kohen and the money. By Petach Hamar, I'm switching. I'm giving a sheep to the Kohen, and the status switches from the donkey to the sheep. By Bechor Behemet Tara, what am I doing? Nothing. It already is Kadosh when it's born. So what did I do? I didn't really do anything. I'm no way Kedusha with it, but it's Kadosh Meirechem, to quote the language of the Gemara. And therefore, there's no bracha. Dein Shayach bracha el b'masha osa ha'adam mishalo. Al zem avarech shezach alasas mishalo ratzon masha eikein bibichor d'me'olam lohoyel Yisrael z'chus bo. Right? The Jew never had a z'chus in this. D'mishenolad hu be'gaza d'rachmana. Right? When it's born, it belongs to the Kohen. V'avi ki'ilu lo nola lo osu ha'bachar. It's ki'ilu, I didn't have a bachar. El ki'ilu nolad be'beis Kohen miparaso. It's as if the Kohen had it. D'rachmana zicha lo b'kach, because the Torah gave it to him. K'mo shekasav kol peter rechem li. Al kein eshaich levarach ki hu enosa klum mi mamono. Ma she'enki bepidyon petach hamar, bepetach hamar, ubachar adam shunosin mamono bazeh, bazeh al karchach umavarach shaper al mitzvah zos. Kein nira li. Beautiful answer of the Taz. He quotes the priest who gives a different answer, but that's the answer of the Taz. We do paskin, the Rambam and the Chinuch paskin, and the Shulchan Aruch I think quotes this, that there is a mitzvah lahakdisho. But that's just added, right? The Gemara says, even though it's kadosh mirecha, mitzvah lahakdisho. It is a mitzvah to say, this bechar is kadosh, even though it's kadosh without my saying that. But there's a mitzvah to say it's kadosh, without a mitzvah lahakdisho. But even so, says the Taz, that's not enough to say that there's going to be a bracha, because you don't really accomplish anything with that. It is really kadosh meirechem. We don't have time to go into, you know, how is it really true that you don't accomplish anything with that, right? Is it just a maisa hakdasha, right? And that's, you know, it doesn't accomplish anything, or does it really accomplish something? Okay, we don't have time to go into that. Rav Soloveitchik used this as a mashal for kiddush, right? Even though Shabbos is kadosh automatically, there's still a mitzvah like disho. Still a mitzvah to say Shabbos is kadosh, even though it's kadosh even without my saying anything. But he used that as a mashal, that shita in the Nedarim Yud Gimel, for mitzvah like disho. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Baruch Hashem. We'll pick up next time in the continuation of the fifth parak here, Parak Gadish in Peah.